USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Texas Congressman Chip Roy says a little conflict is necessary in politics in order to get things done.
I don't think anybody on either side of the aisle could say with a straight face that they think that Washington is doing good work for the American people on a regular basis and isn't broken.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Republican lawmaker explained that Americans seeing what happened on the floor of the House during the vote for Speaker was a good thing for democracy. One Texas Democrat says U.S. immigration infrastructure and policies are outdated. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Congresswoman Veronica Escobar called the surge at the southern border a refugee crisis and stresses the need to come together and solve this once and for all. Escobar's comments come as she joins President Biden on a visit to her district in El Paso, Texas today. It's his first time at the border since taking office. Police in North Carolina are investigating multiple deaths as a murder-suicide.
It happened Saturday morning in High Point when police received calls of two people screaming for help. Captain Matt Truitt says officers forced their way into the home where they discovered the five victims.
Officers were doing what's called a protective sweep to check for victims and or suspects. And once they ended up clearing the entire home inside, they unfortunately found three deceased juveniles and two deceased adults.
Officers say they have no reason to believe there is any threat to the community. Police are not releasing more details to protect their investigation. I'm Jerry Barmash.
James Cameron's latest blockbuster continues to dominate North America's box offices. Avatar: The Way of Water earned another $45 million in its fourth week of release in the U.S. and Canada. Coming in second, it's the horror comedy Megan, which made over $30 million in its debut weekend. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A former University of Southern California official will spend 6 months in prison for her role in a college admission scandal. The scheme saw Donna Hynell help push through fake athletic recruits in exchange for donations to the school. Prosecutors say Hynell received over $1 million in payments to USC athletic funds from families. Prosecutors had asked Hynell to receive a 2-year prison sentence. The scandal involved celebrities such as actress Felicity Huffman. Thousands in Northern California are without power as the first round of storms moved in. SMUD and PG&E are both reporting outages with more than 340,000 people impacted. The National Weather Service said wind gusts of more than 60 miles an hour caused numerous trees and power lines to go down. A stronger system is expected to move in later tonight. Because we are a great free country, why would anyone dislike us?
The United States may be one of the most free and powerful countries in the world, but that doesn't make us immune from haters. Based on polls conducted by Pew Research Center and others, the top 4 countries Americans should avoid are Sweden, with 34% hating on Americans, and Argentina, with 57% of their citizens hating on America. I'm Lance Pry.
The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. No one picked all 6 numbers. That means Monday's drawing, $340 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,